Addiction specialists are eager for new ways to treat patients in the Ohio Valley, which has the nation's highest rates of addiction and overdose deaths. Aaron Payne reports several treatment centers are finding an effective method in an unexpected place, the garden.
Meredith Jensen is doing some gardening on a sunny day in a secluded part of Athens, Ohio.
I'm working on our pollinator garden beds, which are a bunch of fun flowers that'll help attract butterflies, bumblebees,
Her partner Jamie Batit is filling the other beds to get them ready.
So we've got horse and goat compost here that's packed full of nutrients.
Jensen and Batit are the executive director and community outreach director, respectively, for the Chrysalis Garden, a 12 raised bed therapy garden at the new Serenity Grove Women's Recovery House. Jensen says they, like other organizations battling the addiction crisis in the Ohio Valley region, are experimenting with horticultural therapy as a way to help people battling a substance use disorder on the path of recovery.
At the same time as you're growing as a person, you can physically grow food that, one, nourishes your body, but also nourishes your soul.
Jensen started the Chrysalis Farm Organization to build community gardens in the area. After talking to members of the recovery community, it made sense for Chrysalis Garden at Serenity Grove to be the first project. Other addiction treatment and recovery organizations around the Ohio Valley region have bought into the idea. The Hope Center in Lexington is just one program in Kentucky that has a therapy garden. Batit says the Grow Huntington Project in West Virginia, run by Janine Harrington, was one they looked into when developing their project.
And that just really catapulted us to start moving forward. And what her model was is kind of where we would like to take some things eventually.
He says most of the research for the therapy garden model has come from decades of practice in Europe. A 2011 study conducted in Sweden showed evidence that gardening helped participants manage a variety of physical and mental conditions. A 2014 study across Scandinavia followed up to suggest that gardening could help participants manage mental disorders that often accompany substance use disorders, such as anxiety and depression. Janalee Stock, a former nurse and a member of the Women for Recovery Board that operates Serenity Grove, says they are excited for their residents to add another program to their holistic approach to recovery.
We're not just physical beings. We're mental, emotional, spiritual, social. Doing something like the gardening addresses some of those other aspects of recovery and taking care of yourself.
The Chrysalis Garden has plans to expand the project to include an area for meditation and a program for residents to gain business experience by selling the produce they grow to local vendors. But for now, Jensen says they're just ready to see what the residents grow.
What we call produce with a purpose. Produce because it's vegetables, but it's also you're producing something that has purpose.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne in Athens, Ohio.